We start off with a story. It is the year 1984, and Myra is 14 years old. She lives in the more rural and close-knit area of Kabul, and Myra is the best player on an all-girls soccer team. She goes to school like any other girl her age, and she is in the 8th grade. She loves going out with her friends and spending time with them. She also loves to bake. She lives with her two younger brothers, Ahmed, who is 12 years old, and Hussein, who is 4 years old. She also has a younger sister named Hajra, who is 7 years old. Myra also lives with her mother, Nagma, and her father, Kareem. In her spare time, Myra loves to discuss, write, and read poetry with her father. She knows all the poets and poems there are to know. She also loves cooking and chatting with her mother. She plays soccer with her siblings and always makes sure to let them win. Myra is very close with her family.
Myra lives in a townhouse. Life is good for her. She's happy, she gets along with her siblings, and Myra absolutely loves her friends. She adored school and soccer. It was one of her favorite things to do. She herself is a fun, outgoing, intelligent, and really bright person. But then one day, that all changed.
One day, when Myra was supposed to go to school, her father stopped her. He told her that from now on, the Taliban had banned girls from school. In fact, women couldn't go outside without wearing a niqab, and they had to be accompanied by a man even if they did. They weren't allowed to work either. The Taliban practiced a hard line of Sunni Islam, and if someone didn't abide by their rules, they were killed in front of their own people. People were stoned, hung, sexually assaulted, and more. Bombs were dropped and missiles were fired, very close to homes. Men went into houses and assaulted women and went on bragging about it. Mass murders were committed, and the happy life Myra once knew was gone. Now, no one felt safe anymore, and so they fled when they could. Myra lost all her friends and neighbors. She and her family felt so alone. They were fearing for their life, but they stayed on to hold on to their past. Then one day, a bomb dropped so close to Myra's home that it damaged her house. More than half of the house was destroyed, and debris was everywhere in the other half where it wasn't destroyed. Her parents then realized that it was time to go. But it really wasn't so easy to leave. They couldn't escape without the Taliban knowing. They had their soldiers everywhere. And what would they even leave with? Many of their belongings had been blown up in the explosion. But the family didn't think of what to do and when. They just thought about what they were supposed to do now. So they decided to leave the country, go to a safe place. So the family hitched a ride on a taxi, and then they found a boat they could sail onto the new land. It wasn't the best boat, but it would have to do. 3 weeks had passed and they were still on the boat, and there was even also more than 30 people on board. The boat was really small and crowded, and people even got sick. Really sick. A couple of infants and the elderly even had died. The stench was horrible too on the boat. Myra couldn't wait for this to finally be over. Four weeks in, and the boat capsized. There were simply too many people on board. The boat couldn't handle it, and it sunk, drowning all people aboard, including Myra and her family. Here we have an interview on refugees with our guest speaker.
Hello, guest speaker. What can you tell us about wars?
Here are some facts about war. There are 69 million refugees in the world right now. More than 3,000 refugees alone died attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea in 2017. In Afghanistan, refugees flee from the Taliban. The war and attacks started in the late 1980s, and they still continue to rule and attack some parts of the Middle East to this day. In Afghanistan, bombs are being dropped and debris of houses and dead bodies are left lying on the streets. Schools are also being bombed and there is lack of education. If people want to study and get an education, then they would have to resort to underground schools, risking execution. The Taliban even banned medical attention for women, and they weren't allowed to even laugh in public. Women weren't allowed to wear heels, makeup for showing anything but their eyes, or they would get a beating. All books that were not related to Islam were destroyed, quotes included. If someone didn't abide by the rules, they were beaten and tortured. At first, they were let go with warnings, but if they continued to misbehave, they were publicly executed in football stadiums. Adultery was the biggest offense. If you're caught doing it, then you would be stoned to death. People cannot tolerate these rules, so they escape. But they can't do so with the Taliban knowing. If the Taliban found out, they would be executed. It takes lots of money to escape. And sometimes, when people aren't able to escape, they are placed in camps. Most people escape by boat. The boats they travel on are crowded. They are stuck on them for weeks, maybe even months, and they hardly have food. Lots of boats capsize, ending up in many deaths. Almost 35,000 people die every year trying to escape the war. At the end of 2013, there were 16.7 million refugees worldwide, with the highest number in Pakistan. 50% of refugees are under the age of 18. In 2011, there were around 26.4 million people displaced in their own country. A total of 895,000 people submitted applications for refugee status to the government in 166 countries in 2011. 11% of these requests were fulfilled. Well, in Syria, there's been a civil war going on for 8 years, and it's still going on. Most of the wars going on in the world are not disagreements between different countries, but they are disagreements within the country itself. This is what we call a civil war. In 2018, there have been 23,000 deaths because of the civil war. So far in 2019, there have been 3,951 deaths, and it will keep on increasing if wars don't stop. At this rate, World War III is just around the corner. Right now, countries are welcoming Syrian immigrants into their countries because of the war. Some of the countries that accept the most immigrants are France, the US, the United Kingdom, Germany, Canada, and etc. The governments in the Syrian civil war are useless. They're not trying to prevent the war, but instead, they're trying to take part in it. Go.
In my opinion, I think that the world should do something about this, or else the problem will never be solved. Thank you for the amazing facts that you have shared with us today.
All right, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for listening.